Hey there, I'm Jeff Hoyt on KVSH, and on the other side of this song, you will meet my guests today. They are the Broody Brothers, and they are coming to the Vashon Theater on April 18th at 6 o'clock. It's an all-ages show. Deborah Heesch presents this one. $23 if you purchased in advance, $25 the day of the show. It's going to be fantastic, but I want you to meet these guys. So first off, let's start with one of their tracks. This is from their new record, Dark and Stormy, the title track off that record on KVSH.
Brushfire banded in the dreams. Who's your magic manic mystery lover? Too beautifully crazy to redeem. All the places he wandered, all the money he squandered, you only seem to grow fonder him. All the hearts you traded, all the hours you waited, flames never fade. Still hop trains through Shoshone. Well, I heard a propane truck ran him over after he got jumped in New Orleans.
That is Dark and Stormy, title track from a new record from the Broody Brothers, upcoming record. They're all on the phone with me now, and I'm just going to ask each of you to start off by telling me what you had for breakfast this morning so we can tell you apart from your voices. First, on guitar, we have Johan.
Hi there, Jeff. I reheated up a vegetable soup, and then I've been making crepes a lot, so then I made a couple crepes with some kumquat marmalade that I made, and unfortunately bit into a couple seeds that I didn't sift out.
Oh, properly. I'm sorry to hear that.
That's all right. It was a good breakfast.
Yeah, that's a pretty good breakfast. Then on harmonica and vocals, we've got Conrad.
Hi there. I'm Conrad. I woke up and my girlfriend cooked salty oatmeal with Parmesan cheese and a hard-boiled egg and chili oil.
Wow. You guys go uptown for breakfast. All right, let's see if George can beat any of that. On bass, stand-up bass, we've got George.
This is George. I'm more on the stray dog diet, so I had a slice of apple that was left on the counter from the previous evening and a smoothie from the grocery store that I did not make myself.
Oh.
Nor did I pick the fruit.
Excellent.
So
Excellent.
The odd man out, I'd say.
Okay. Well, we've got a little image now, a little picture of you guys. We just heard Dark and Stormy from the new record. Is this going to be an EP or an LP? Is this a full record, or is it going to be just a few tracks?
This is a five-song EP that'll come out. We'll be putting out in the coming year a full-sized album, mm-hmm. new songs on it. But this is just the single that promotes our five-song EP that's coming out next month.
Ah, okay, great. Well, we're so looking forward to the show. I only first came to your music when Deborah put me in touch with what you were all about, and so several of my questions are simply follow-ups on things that you said on KEXP to John Richards that kind of left me hanging. I wanted him to go a little deeper, and so I'm going to start off with how you guys got into music. You said that you started playing music together as kids when you used to camp up at Baker Lake and heard Christian rock songs on the radio. And
this is true, yeah.
This is how you started playing music together?
Yeah, I guess we started in a more satirical manner than most people would, maybe.
So were you doing parodies of Christian rock songs?
Allegedly.
Do you still pull one out at one of your shows every now and again?
We don't do them at shows usually. It's we save that for rehearsal when we kind of reach our wit's end,
or around the campfire later. Yeah,
when we meet Jesus.
So, yeah. So you all were playing instruments, obviously, at a younger age, but you had never played together until you started messing around up at Baker Lake.
Yeah, our dad used to come home with cheap guitars from Value Village.
Uh-huh.
Broken guitars. At one point, we had 17 guitars, and only one of them had all the strings on them and actually played, kind of.
True patron of the art.
Yeah, no kidding. This goes back to when you were, like, little kids or, like, preteens?
Yeah, when we were little kids, my dad, Sunday mornings, would, after breakfast, he would play his violin,
mm-hmm.
And occasionally the guitar as well, classical guitar that we still have. And
it's known as a fiddle on Vashon Island.
Yeah, that's okay. True.
Thank you, Conrad. So I think in those moments of a very passionate post-breakfast caffeine sugar high, he imbued in us a pretty lasting image of expressing himself musically.
Your dad is from Germany.
Yeah.
And so you have spent a lot of time over there and hitchhiked all over Europe. And I was curious, because you guys come from a busking background here in Seattle. Have you busked across Europe as well?
Yes, we used to hitchhike as far as northern Poland down to the southern France and Italy and mostly Western Europe,
mm-hmm.
and busking in marketplaces and city centers.
I'm just curious how it compares, busking over there versus busking over here.
I think it's better over there because the currency is such that you can throw 2 euro coins into a guitar case a lot easier than you can throw $2 bills or even, you know, any dollar bills, really.
Excellent.
It doesn't blow away over there.
Ah, yeah, it stays in the guitar case.
Mm-hmm.
And
you
I
have to deal with some copyright issues, though, that Conrad can expand upon that are quite hilarious.
Oh, really? Tell me more.
Specifically in Germany.
Uh-huh.
The residue of fascism is still apparent in their copyright laws.
So,
seriously,
so you can't, like, cover other artists' music when you're busking over there? Is that what you're saying?
It's more for paid gigs. If you play just even a small, say, a record shop wants to hire an accordionist to play Christmas music at a Christmas party, if they play covers that you know, are official songs in the songbook, mm-hmm. they have to pay their dues. And there are rats out there. There are snitches that will report business owners for, you know, hiring a busker to perform music that isn't entirely theirs. And nobody has a, very few people have a set that's entirely original.
Uh-huh.
And if they do, they must be well known, or else the whole crowd isn't going to really be on board.
Fascinating. Okay, well, that's...
Yeah, there's a strange culture over there with that.
Yeah.
I mean, don't you pay for radio tax as well, Conrad?
I mean, everybody does. In Germany, at least. Yeah, you pay for radio tax. Even if you don't have a radio, you pay church tax.
But wow.
Here in America, we do it. We do it, too. It's just corruption isn't really frowned upon here. It's just considered business.
Yeah. So... Your busking days, are they pretty much over now that you've had this big song blow up?
No, I busked all of yesterday at Pike Place Market.
Oh, excellent. Okay. Excellent. I settled on something from your backstory that you were talking to KEXP about, which was the story of your first album, which you made back in 2020 on a houseboat in Amsterdam, like a converted gravel barge, was it?
That's right. We lived on boats there and still do here in Seattle.
Yeah. And
they're great for recording.
Yeah, I was curious about that. Just this is the tech geek in me. Sometimes low-end rumble from passing tugs or large tourist boats. I remember this from when we lived on a houseboat in Amsterdam for a few weeks. Did that affect your recording at all? Did you have any tech issues around... passing boats?
Our tech issues were mostly the fact that our friend who was recording us would often get very inebriated.
That could lead to tech issues. I understand that was the currency there. You were paying him off in beer and tobacco?
Beer and tobacco, yep.
Yeah, tobacco, sure.
Let's go with that. Amsterdam, And how did this trip wind up leading to a performance for the Queen of the Netherlands? How did that occur?
Well, we met
You set that up, right?
Yeah, we met this fiddle player from Canada, Tynan Kane,
mm-hmm.
great fiddle player, who was busking with us in Europe. If any border patrol are listening in on this, we've only performed in Europe together.
Of course.
And we do not intend, nor have we ever performed together in the United States. And, so we were in Europe and we were performing, and I got this offer for the unveiling of a new, university in Amsterdam, the CODAM School for Coding. And the queen, the then Queen Maxima of the Netherlands, was going to attend and do the ribbon cutting. And we were hired on as the band. And we performed with Tynan. The queen actually sat right in front of us, and all the chairs were labeled. And I saved the label that she sat on.
Did it just say queen?
Yeah, it says Tony Maxima on it. It's on a little piece of paper. I just
okay.
have it in my pocket.
So it was on paper. It wasn't like a piece of tape, like duct tape stuck to the back of the chair or anything like that.
Oh, no, this is the queen.
Okay, we've got to class it up here. This is Jeff Hoyt on KVSH. We are hanging out with the Broody Brothers, Johann, Conrad, and George. They are playing on April 18th at the Vashon Theater. I want to get to another track from your new record, Dark and Stormy, which if the whole EP is as good as these first two tracks, I'm pretty excited about hearing all the other songs you got in line for this. The other one that you've released so far is Serpent Lullaby.
I met a lady on a windy day.
never seem to have too much to say. Through the shouting and the swell, I couldn't really tell. Still in love I fell. Once she showed me to her living room. It looked to me more like a lover's tomb, filled with others' tears, evil souvenirs collected through the years. She said, would you stay another night? I can sing my serpent lullaby. Not a single ugly thing, only butterflies on wing, blossoms in the spring. If you leave me in the night, you will feel my poison bite. Let me tell you, friends, I've been a fool to love a lady who I knew could be so cruel. But if it had been you, you'd have fallen too. There's nothing you could do. She'd say, would you stay another night? I can sing my serpent lullaby. Not a single ugly thing, only butterflies on wing, blossoms in the spring.
That is Serpent Lullaby from Dark and Stormy, an upcoming EP from the Broody Brothers, who are coming to the Vashon Theater on April 18th at 6 o'clock. This is a Deborah Heesch Presents show, all ages are welcome. And it's a 6 o'clock show. We love that over here on Vashon. We're very old here, so we like an early show.
Well, our other friend on Vashon is a couple months pregnant, so she requested us do a early show as well.
Oh, perfect. Okay, well, everybody's...
Who's that, George? Garnet Burke.
Excellent.
Garnet Burke's pregnant? Congratulations, Garnet.
Okay, is this like news? Are we breaking news here?
I didn't know that. That's amazing. Garnet, it will be a wonderful mother.
Okay, well, you're going to have to call out Garnet at the show for sure.
We will, definitely.
She's all of our mother.
You guys mentioned in your conversation with KEXP that you had gotten to meet Rick Steves as a part of all this hitchhiking and what have you. And I'm just curious, it was just a mention. And my first thought was, okay, I want to know more about this conversation with Rick Steves. What did you guys get into?
Well, we did a radio show, Livewire, it's called.
Mm-hmm.
And it was recorded where Rick Steves was the other guest, but because of the way that they edit their shows, we ended up not actually being on the same show once it aired.
Mm-hmm.
But he gave a talk, or just sort of an interview, and afterwards we were backstage with him, and we talked with him about travel and Seattle and everything, and he's one of the people we've met throughout this process of being on in the public eye, so to speak, who all three of us were pretty nervous to meet, just because he's this character that we saw on TV growing up as kids. And to me, it kind of felt like meeting a cartoon character. Not in the sense that he is like a cartoon character, but he just felt like this character that I had seen that I never thought I would actually meet.
Yeah.
It was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Well, Eleni, who plays violin and viola on our on our song that you just listened to, Serpent Lullaby, she was actually there that night as well, and she said, "Hey, Rick Steves, you saw me busking 10 years ago, and you tipped us $20. And he didn't remember it, but she certainly did. So Rick Steves is a good tipper to buskers.
Oh, I'll bet he is. And, of course, he was a hitchhiker, too, all through Europe as a young man. He's written a whole book about it.
Oh, yeah, we talked a lot about that. He's got very similar experiences as we do and a similar philosophy on travel.
Yeah, and one of the things I loved about the KEXP interview is you were talking about how it's, for you, especially you, Conrad, it's all about those conversations that you have with strangers during these experiences. And I'm just wondering if there's a particular conversation or story or incident that stands out for you guys when you're hitchhiking across Europe.
I do have one that I was just thinking about yesterday. There was this old man who was, much like you, a radio interviewer,
mm-hmm.
and he had a lot of stories about, you know, interviewing Elton John when he was just loaded off his gourd in Hamburg and could barely speak and was renting a whole castle to himself. And he interviewed J.J. Cale but couldn't understand his thick southern accent. and we were talking about all these experiences, and the anonymity of being a hitchhiker makes people tell you sometimes their darkest secrets.
Mm-hmm.
And this this journalist who was driving me, he told me that when he was a young man, he was starting to date this nice young lady, and she took him to meet her parents. And when he arrived at her house, her family home, the father took him into the other room and said, "Young man, you can't date my daughter because you are my illegitimate son."
Ooh.
That was a spicy little one.
Whoa. Okay.
Didn't see that coming.
Yeah, no, I definitely didn't see that coming. Fantastic. Well, we got to play the song that just absolutely exploded online and continues to even a year later. And we'll get into what the backstory is on all of this after we listened to the song. I guess it's got up to about 45 million plays on Spotify now. This is the Broody Brothers and Me More Cowboy Than You on KVSH.
Friday night boys and girls I see, drunk and running around like ants. They all just want to be heard and seen, speaking their minds and taking their stands. Some are real happy, some are mean, some are just looking for quick romance. They want to be part of the popular scene, so they dress the part and they take their chance. Boys and girls are acting real strange, pretending they're cowboys and welders and such, buying old work gear from the exchange. But you can tell their hands don't do very much. Saying me, 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 more cowboy than you. I swear that I'm working class through and through. Saying me, 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 more cowboy than you. Everyone's glued to their flickering screen, faces illuminated in the dark. Their pockets are full and their cars are clean. Their biggest worry is where they should park. So if you see cowboy hats and boots, well, chances are it's on daddy's dime. They're all in the bathroom snorting their toot.
Thank you, daddy.
Having a mighty expensive time. saying me, 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 more cowboy than you. I swear that I'm working class through and through. Saying me, 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 more cowboy than you.
That is Me More Cowboy Than You on KVSH this morning. This is Jeff Hoyt on a VOV special where I just sort of commandeer the airwaves for whatever the hell it is I want to do. And today, what I want to do is talk to these guys, the Broody Brothers, coming to Vashon Theater on April 18th. The degree to which this song has exploded is pretty crazy. 45 million plays on Spotify. That must translate to dozens of dollars for you guys.
At least.
Yeah.
Multiple cents as well.
Have you been able to figure out where this, how it started, how this thing blew up?
I think
we were actually overlooked by our corporate overlords, and this was back when TikTok was still under foreign ownership, and so somehow we slipped through the cracks, and without the support of corporations or wealthy parents, we were put on the public stage as performers.
And I also think we should give credit to all the guys that are lowering trucks and lifting trucks using our song as the background music,
and welders and horse girls
in Canada specifically.
And yet, yep. it's in a way it's a parody of that very lifestyle, or at least the.
It's more a parody of people who pretend to have that lifestyle.
Yeah.
Because we live in Seattle, and, you know, having lived in the country and coming to Seattle, we see a lot of the cosplaying that is, it's just funny to us.
Cowboy boots and tech bros from that whole scene.
Yeah, Seattle's just chock full of very wealthy techie people who
like to get their blue collar on.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have to ask you, Conrad, are you a birder?
A birder?
A birder. Are you into birding, going out and looking at birds?
I am, actually. How did you know?
Well, I just was listening to the whistling at the end of this song, and its foundation is in a bird call to me. It sounded like a bird call.
Bird note from NPR was pretty impressionable on us for a long time.
Uh-huh.
I also want to jump in and say Conrad is not necessarily a traditional birder. I think that any birders out there are going to end up coming up to Conrad and being like, well, I heard on the radio you're a birder. What do you think of the northern tail booby? And Conrad won't have anything to say because he's not an actual birder.
I'm not a hardcore birder, but I
like birds.
I love birds. My hatch window in my boat looks out over the only tree in the marina, and I love just sitting there looking at the birds. I have known actual very hardcore birders. That's a whole hilarious thing to say, hardcore birder. But I knew one biology professor in Germany who used to go out in the woods, and he would bring an iPad with a speaker, and he had databases of all the bird calls in the area, and he would play for us angry male mating calls of specific birds during specific times of year,
mm-hmm.
and he'd blast them in the forest, and you could watch all these birds would start surrounding us and screaming at us, really.
Wow.
So, yeah, there are, you know, birding can be hardcore.
That is pretty intense. Your whistling is fantastic in that song, and I really appreciate great whistling. I'm a big Andrew Bird fan. Speaking of birders, Nick Urata from Devotchka is a good whistler. And, of course, you mentioned your inspiration, which was The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly.
Yep. That was a big inspiration for me. The soprano singer, I forget her name, from that Ennio Morricone recorded with in Ecstasy of Gold, and that whole soundtrack is a big inspiration for me.
Yeah. You guys are about to go out on the road to open for Head in the Heart, I understand.
It's true, that's right.
Is it going to be like all over? Is it just local shows, or you going all...
It's in the Northeast, so we're driving over and have a couple of headlining shows that start out in Colorado,
mm-hmm.
and then I think our first show with the Head and the Heart is May 1st in Nashville, Indiana, at the Brown Country Music Center.
Oh, fantastic!
And then we go all through the Northeast, and then we end up in Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit about your stage presence. I get the feeling from the little I've seen, George was tossing off one-liners now and again. Conrad seems to have a kind of a quiet irreverence, and Johan just seems to just insert himself at just the right moment. You guys seem to have a lot of chemistry. Interpersonal chemistry on stage. What are we gonna find at the Vashon Theater when we see you guys on stage? What kind of a vibe are you gonna lay down?
We're gonna balance on the thin line of possible an absolute failure, and so you're gonna be on the edge of your seat. Everybody might groan at our terrible joke.
Okay.
We might offend dead politicians. There's all sorts of things that could happen.
You can go ahead and offend a few live ones. I think you'll find you'll have an appreciative audience here on Vashon for that.
Well, I guess we can turn the question on you. What should we expect from the crowd on Vashon Island?
We can get kind of rowdy.
Oh yeah, we've played the Strawberry Festival before, and we've played at what's the restaurant called, George? Snapdragon.
Snapdragon, yes, of course. Oh, man, I wish I'd gotten to see that.
Mm-hmm. Island parties, man.
Yeah. Well, we're really looking forward to seeing you. The show is April 18th. All ages are welcome. 6 o'clock show. The tickets are $23 if purchased in advance, $25 on the day of the show. You can go to VashonTheater.com. Deborah Heesch, kind enough to bring this show to us. It's the Broody Brothers. At Vashon Theater on April 18th, and we're really looking forward to it. I'd like to go out with a track from your first and so far only album called See You Soon, which you recorded just prior to the pandemic or during the pandemic?
During the pandemic.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, this is, I guess, the album is called See You Soon, and guys, we will see you soon. Thank you for joining me today.
Thanks for having us.
On Voice of Vashon.
Thanks for having us, Jeff.
Yeah, absolutely. Here's Chasing Paper from the Broody Brothers on KVSH.
Steady over fields of willow, he flew with it heading to the east, though his scent still lingered on her pillow. She was left to clean after the feast, As he caught the morning boat, the wind picked up a little note upon which he drew and wrote some symbol of affection. Just as that old wind had claimed, her kind gesture of the same feeling that could not be named, some personal projection. Think of poor Odysseus returning after all those lonely nights at sea. In his mind, a vision of her burning as she waited for him patiently. Suitors lined the palace halls, wine that stained his bedroom walls made the hero feel so small upon his arrival. Had he suffered far too long, had he heard the siren song, was the killing truly wrong, or for his survival? Thinking that her memory was drowning, wondering if he had been forgot. All of this is kind of funny sounding, but it wasn't much more than a thought. Never waste your precious time chasing paper valentines. Say whatever's on your mind before you write. Never sail a ship alone, never argue on the phone. You can only hear a moan, listen for the sound. Wind blew steady over fields of willow. He flew with it heading to the east, though his scent still lingered on her pillow. She was left to clean after the feast.